Welcome to this edition of City Watch. Today I have gentlemen on both sides of me. We have Brandon Haynes and Dave Ort from the Parks and Rec Department. And what we're going to talk about today is general recreation programs upcoming over the course of the next, well, we could talk about the next 6 months.
Yeah.
Really, if we want to. So let's start with what's coming up in the next, say, 30 days, month and a half when, you know, one of the biggest programs that we have in Parks and Rec is?
Is our youth soccer.
Youth soccer.
So the deadline was actually last Thursday, so we're just kind of filtering in some of our wait list folks. So, you know, if you miss the deadline, we give you a courtesy as far as we get to a certain number that kind of makes teams even, and they get put on a wait list. And me and Dave just kind of finalized that this morning. So reached out to those, and just over 900 kiddos this year, this season, 88 teams. So that's always a fun one. So we'll have that coaches meeting tomorrow. And then when kids get back from spring break, they'll start practicing next week, depending on what the fields look like after all this lovely snow melts out there.
And basically, it's 6 weeks of games.
Yep.
And it's the 3 weeks in May, the first 3 weeks in May usually, and the last 3 weeks in April.
Yep.
Usually.
Yep. Absolutely. So, and those, we've actually, we do a crossover with the WIT. For 4th and 5th and middle school, so we get the opportunity to play into WIT and play against some kids that you might not play normally in sports. And obviously we play on Saturdays at our soccer complex, award-winning. Shout out to Dustin Krogman and his team. And then Tuesdays, Thursdays, just because the numbers are pretty awesome. Then we have our youth softball deadline, which is next Thursday. For that, so I'll let Dave can kind of talk a little bit about our youth softball program.
So youth softball, we have three separate leagues for that. We have our minors, which starts at kindergarten and can go up to second grade. Then we have our majors, which is second through fourth. So second graders actually have the option of which league they want to play in based on if they feel their skill level. And then juniors is fifth through seventh grade, because obviously eighth grade they'll start playing with the high school. The deadline is Thursday the 26th, and then the first week of April we'll do our VSEs out at the Emma Young Park with all the kids for the majors and juniors divisions, and then we'll get teams separated after that with the coaches meeting.
Now just remind me, I know what it is, what a VSE is?
The VSE is the visual skills evaluation. So each kid will come and, you know, they'll hit a few pitches, they'll take a few ground balls, field a few pop flies, throw them over to first base, and then they'll even go over and try and throw a few pitches.
Yep.
And then after that, they're good to go. And then, and then games will start late May and go until late June.
And then we can also talk about, because fall soccer is just around the corner too.
Correct.
You know, and that's another program that, you know, has been gaining popularity. In addition to, we're still doing flag football.
Yep, flag football, 7v7, and soccer, kind of our youth programs for the fall. So those deadlines will be in August, and then obviously the games will be in September into October, and we have our youth volleyball clinics and youth volleyball also in the fall. But then also we have a lot of adult programs
as well.
So we can't forget about all of our adults that still like to act like kids and sometimes to relive those joys. So we have our Ultimate League that'll be played at the Erickson Center, Emma Young Park on Field 3. That deadline will be – so the league starts June 2nd, and the league deadline will be the 14th. We have our adult softball. We have three leagues, men's, women's, and mixed. Deadline for the men's and mixed is April 9th and May 7th for the women's league. So those leagues are played on Sundays, Mondays, and Thursday nights up at Emma Young Park. And what else we got? We got a horseshoe league that is still going on. That deadline will be April 15th. For that, we have Skate with Tia, which is a newer program. That deadline is April 9th. Mm-hmm. That's a newer program within the last 2 years. Comes in and teaches skateboarding down at our skate park on Riverfront. Dave, what else am I missing here?
We have our Mario Kart.
Oh, yes, Mario Kart.
So within the last few years, we tried to start getting into the esports realm because not everybody likes to go out with a bat and a ball or with a ball in general. So we're trying to just to cater to the needs to more kids. That is March 27th, so next week. And we have some Nintendo Switches that we hook up to the TVs, and we just do a little double elimination Mario Kart tournament for the kids.
Cool. Absolutely. So if you want some recreation to do, it's out at the Park and Rec office, and that number is?
563-243-1260.
Way to go. And that's all we have for today for the City Watch. This is Greg signing off from City Hall.